When I think back to that night, I still can't remember details. Flashes of images in my mind, that's all. The airport, the taxi ride, that quiet little town. Even the way my hotel room looked seems locked away deep in my mind. I remember being tired from the trip. Tired, yet restless. Dinner and a drink downstairs in the hotel restaurant. The townsfolk were pleasant enough. Pleasant enough until I told them where I was staying. The room I was in. I can't recall the particulars of their faces. But I remember vividly how quickly their moods changed. They called my room the honeymoon suite. I don't recall the story they told me either. Can't place any of the details. Something about a newlywed couple in love, a jealous sex lover with a gun, a marriage never consummated. It all seemed so cliché. I couldn't help but laugh until I noticed I was the only one doing so. I thought they were just teasing me, making fun of the out-of-towner. Turns out, they're trying to warn me. One drink turned into several before exhaustion finally set in. Then, I was in the room. I don't remember how I got there. Peeling off clothing and dropping it to the floor before tumbling into bed and falling into that kind of sleep you sink into and it just washes over you. I forgot all about those stories, about everything those people said. Nothing but harmless fun. No, I don't remember details, but what I do remember are sensations. Even now, I can still feel everything that happened that night. I close my eyes and I feel it. Have you ever woken up from a dream and couldn't quite place what was real and what wasn't? It felt like a dream at first, but I think deep down, part of me knew it was real. The room is pitch black. Not even moonlight can slice its way into the darkness, silent and black. All of my senses gone. All except for touch. It felt so real. At first, that faint feel of fingertips tracing my curves, gentle over my hips, my stomach, down lower and then pulling away. My hips sway, trying to get some friction, trying to make that feeling return. Then frustration starts to set in. Then the feeling returns. Hands all over my body. The feeling is overwhelming. I squirm, moan as the hands race over me. So soft, so gentle. Until it got to my neck. At first, panic, tighter, it grips me. I could feel the hand squeezing around my throat. The fingers starting to dig into the flesh. Stronger than before. The skin rough, calloused. It tightens, cutting off my airflow. I can hear a man laughing far off in the distance. Then, the sensation of somebody's lips right next to my ear. Mine. I squirm, and the voice comes again. Mine. Another voice, this time. Softer. A woman's. Ours. A strong, rough hand pushes my legs apart. I feel it on me in a flash, grinding into me. I can't help but grind against it. The hand around my throat loosens only slightly as I stop resisting and give in to the pleasure. A palm against my clitoris, pressing down, working in circles. My hips lift up to meet it, grinding into each other now, my hips in a hand I can't see. Only feel. And it feels so fucking good. Another set of hands on my tits, over my nipples, soft, gentle, slow, kneading, working the flesh, getting me wetter and wetter. I can't see a thing, yet I can feel something inside me, over me, pushing, grinding. Can't move, can't scream. I can only moan as the hands work every inch of my body. My arms are thrown above my head and are locked there. Rope, no leather, tighten around my wrists. Where did it come from? The thought flashes into my mind, but it vanishes again as I feel something between my legs. Warm, wet, hard, lips, mouth, tongue. I spread my legs wider, surrendering completely to the specters. They take me totally. My lace panties, the last bit of clothing I have on. Fingers tracing the edges, hooking in near my hips. Then, in a single violent motion, they are ripped from my body and tossed aside. A weight on top of me now, pressing my frame into the mattress. I can still feel it slide in, stretching me open. Starts to pump, deep, hard, fast. Somehow, the hands never let up either. Fingertips outlining my sides, my hips, over my chest. Oh, my body is covered in sensations, grabbing, groping, pumping, drilling fast, hard. I'm completely used. Every inch of me surrenders. I submit, just a toy to be played with. Oh, the hands seem to be everywhere at once. My hips, my chest, my throat, and my hair. The sensations overwhelm me. It's all a blur now, and I try to focus on the pleasure between my legs. So thick, so wide, stretching me open. It is relentless. Never a break in the rhythm as it fucks me deeper and harder than I've ever been fucked. Than I'll ever be fucked again. Oh, everything in my body tenses. I feel it build. I come so fucking hard. It hurts for a second before a wave of euphoric pleasure washes over my body in a rush. I can't think, I can't breathe. All I can do is feel divine pleasure radiating from every part of my body. And I still feel those hands, one set rough, one set soft, gliding over my body as I quiver and relax. Then, they're gone, and I'm alone in the darkness again, my ragged breath the only sound I make out. I wake up hours later, sunlight engulfing the room. Hazy bits of the evening return to me. A dream. Just a dream. It had to be. But then, out of the corner of my eye, I see them. It takes me a moment to place what the object is, but when I do, I can almost feel the hands on me again. It's my lace panties, ripped, lying on the floor. The honeymoon suite has claimed another victim.